Welcome back, and let's get into a classic jungle and old-school D&B trick that can make your low end feel way bigger without actually overcrowding the mix. Today we're carving a ghost note for floor-shaking low end in Ableton Live 12, and if that sounds fancy, don't worry, at a beginner level, all a ghost note really is a very quiet bass note that lives underneath the main bass line. It's the little shadow note. It's the push and pull. It's the thing that makes the groove feel alive instead of just sitting there. In D&B, especially jungle and old-school styles, that matters a lot. The bass can't just be heavy. It has to move with the drums. It has to leave space for the snare. It has to keep the low end tight, mono and clean, while still feeling like it's rolling forward with attitude. So in this lesson, we're going to build a simple bass loop using stock Ableton tools only. We'll use MIDI notes, operator or wavetable, EQ8, saturator, utility, and a little bit of automation. Nothing complicated. Just a clean setup that teaches you the right habits. First, set your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a great zone for jungle and old-school D&B energy. Then build a simple drum loop. Keep it basic at first. Kick, snare, and maybe a break or a hat pattern. The key here is not to distract yourself with too many drum ideas. You want enough rhythm playing that you can actually hear what the bass is doing against it. Now create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is perfect for this because it's simple, clean, and great for sub-heavy bass. If you want to use wavetable instead, that's fine too, but operator is the easiest starting point for this lesson. Set up a simple sine wave or a very clean low-end sound. Keep the envelope tight. Fast attack, short decay, little or no release. We want a bass sound that responds quickly and doesn't smear over the next hit. Here's an important teacher tip right away. Keep the sound simple while you're learning the technique. A plain bass patch teaches you more than a huge preset full of movement and effects. We're trying to understand groove first. Now write your main bass note pattern. Start with one strong note that supports the drums. In old-school D&B and jungle, this often means placing the bass in the gaps, not on top of the kick and snare. A simple starting idea could be no bass on beat 1, then a bass hit around beat 2.3, and another hit later in the bar, maybe around beat 4. Keep it short. Around 1/8 to 1/4 note is a good starting range. The exact notes matter less than the rhythm at this stage. Seriously, in this style, the low-end rhythm is often more important than trying to write something harmonically clever. Start with a comfortable root area, like F, G, or A, depending on your track. Keep it simple and playable. Once your main note is working, it's time for the ghost note. This is the secret sauce. Duplicate the main idea and place a second note nearby, but much quieter. This ghost note should feel like it's nudging the groove, not taking over the bass line. Think push and pull, not extra bass. Good places for a ghost note are just before the main note, just after it, or in the gap between kick and snare. You're looking for that almost heard movement that makes the listener feel the bass line is breathing. Set the ghost note velocity much lower than the main note. If the main note is around 90 to 120 in velocity, try the ghost note around 20 to 50. That's often enough to make it tuck back into the groove. If velocity isn't doing enough on its own, lower the clip gain or track volume a little. And if needed, you can even shift the ghost note by an octave for a bit more sub support, but be careful. The goal is not a second main bass hit. The goal is a quiet little low-end accent. Now let's talk note length, because this is huge in D&B. If your note overlaps too much, the low-end turns muddy fast. So keep the main notes short and the ghost note even shorter. A ghost note around a 16th to an 8th note is often enough. Trim the ends in the MIDI editor. Leave a little breathing room. Let the drums breathe. This is one of those places where less really is more. A tiny note that lands cleanly is way more powerful than a long note that blurs into everything else. Next, add EQ8 after the instrument. Don't overthink this part. We're not trying to make the ghost note louder. We're trying to make it sit better. If the patch has any rumble below the useful sub-range, you can gently high-pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the bass feels cloudy, try a small dip in the low-mid somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Just a few dB at most. And here's a good beginner rule. Make small changes and always listen in context. Soloing the bass for too long can trick you. The ghost note might sound tiny by itself, but in the full drum loop it might be exactly right. Now add saturator. This is where the quiet note starts becoming audible on smaller speakers. A lot of ghost notes disappear on laptop speakers unless they have some harmonics. Saturator helps create those harmonics. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip on. Keep an eye on the output so you're not just making the track louder by accident. You want the bass to stay controlled. If the sound gets too fuzzy, back the drive off a bit. The goal is to help the ghost note read, not to destroy the low end. In jungle and darker DNB, saturation can make the bass feel more alive and more characterful, but only if the rhythm is already working. After that, add utility at the end of the chain. This is where we keep the low end stable and mono. Set the width to 0% if you're working on a pure sub layer. In DNB, especially in club-focused styles, big low end comes from stability, not stereo width. If the bass gets wide down low, it can sound impressive in solo but fall apart on a sound system. So check mono. If the ghost note vanishes or the bass suddenly feels hollow, that's a sign you've got too much stereo content or too much low-end complexity. Simplify it. Keep it centered. Now that the loop is working, let's add a little movement. You do not need wild automation here. In fact, subtle is usually better. You could automate the filter cutoff to open slightly into the drop. You could raise saturator drive by just a little in the second 8 bars. You could bring the ghost note up by a tiny amount later in the arrangement. Little moves, not dramatic ones. A really strong arrangement trick in jungle and old school DNB is to use the ghost note more in the second half of the drop. That way, the energy climbs naturally. You can also remove it for a bar or two before bringing it back, which creates tension and makes the return hit harder. Now test everything against the drums. Ask yourself three things. Can I still feel the kick? Does the snare have room? And can I feel the bass pulse without the ghost note sounding like a separate loud note? If the answer is no, simplify. Move the ghost note a few ticks earlier or later. Lower the velocity. Shorten the note. Take a tiny bit out of the low mids, or just reduce the bass track by 1 or 2 dB. Usually the fix is small. That's one of the most important lessons in DNB production. The low end should feel powerful because it is controlled, not because it is huge. Let's turn this into a reedal loop now. Take your 2-bar idea and expand it into an 8-bar drop section. For bars 1 and 2, use the main bass plus the ghost note. For bars 3 and 4, remove the ghost note for contrast. Then bring it back in bars 5 and 6 with a slight variation. Then use bars 7 and 8 for a little fill or break edit that leads to the next section. That's enough to make the idea feel like an actual track section, not just a practice loop. And if you want to go a step further, duplicate the loop and change just one detail in the second pass. Maybe move one note. Maybe change one ghost note length. Maybe mute the ghost note for a bar. Those tiny changes can make a huge difference in how alive the groove feels. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, making the ghost note too loud. If you can clearly hear it as a second bass line, it's probably too much. Second, using too much stereo width in the sub. Keep the low end centered. Third, letting the notes overlap too much. Tighten them up. Fourth, adding saturation before the rhythm feels right. Always get the MIDI groove working first. And fifth, trying to design the bass without listening to the drums. In DNB, the bass line never lives alone. It always has to work with the kick, snare, and break. Here is a quick practice challenge for you. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Build a 2-bar drum loop. Load operator with a clean sign bass. Write one main bass pattern. Add one ghost note in each bar at low velocity. Shorten the ghost note so it's tighter than the main note. Add a small EQ cut if needed. Add saturator with a little drive. Put utility last and keep the bass mono. Then loop it for a couple of minutes and make only 3 changes. Move one note, change one velocity, and remove one ghost note for contrast. That's the exercise. Keep it focused. And when it works, you'll notice something important. The bass line doesn't just sound bigger. It feels more alive, more rolling, more danceful already. That's the power of a well-placed ghost note. So remember the core idea here. A ghost note is not just extra bass. It's rhythmic tension. It's movement. It's a subtle shadow under the main line that helps your jungle or old-school DNB bass hit harder without getting messy. Keep it short. Keep it quiet. Keep it mono. And always listen in context with the drums. That's the lesson. Great work, and I'll see you in the next one.